Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Continue Pel Yoitz, Shir number 51, Ois Aleph, Avas Reyim. As we are a day before Lag BaOmer, during Sfiras HaOmer, we are discussing here Simcha B'Kiyum Mitzvahs Shel Yehudi Acher. We should be B'Simcha when another Yid does a mitzvah. Simcha B'Kiyum Mitzvahs Shel Yehudi Acher. U'mechlal HaOmer Yishma Chochem. Sheyesh l'smayach simcha gedoyla kisheroye b'nei adam oisim ritzoyin koinehem. A person should have a tremendous simcha, tremendous happiness, when he sees people doing the Ratzon Hashem. He sees people going to davening. He sees people going to learn Torah, doing chesed. He should be besimcha. At the same time, u'leitztayer, a person should be pained. Tsa'ar b'nefesh al oivri aveira. You go on the street, you walk on Shabbos, and you say hello to somebody. So many times, over here, the response is, good Shabbos. You say hello to them. No, they're wearing shorts and a cap, coming out of non-kosher store. So you say hello, and they respond back, good Shabbos. And it should hurt a person. He should feel pain. Irrelevant the fact that he's coming out of the treif restaurant or going into the treif restaurant. He's a yid. And his connection to Shabbos is by saying to you, good Shabbos. That's it. Will it start sar benefesh al oivri aveira? A yid is a yid. We should feel pain that he's not doing mitzvahs. And let's say a person's falling short in serving Hashem. This is something that should bother us. You know, there's something called kiruv. You know, a person who's not frum, so you go mekarev him. There's all different levels of kiruv. There's kiruv kroivim, a person who is frum. He needs chizik also. A person who's doing mitzvahs, but he's not so zahir with all the mitzvahs. Let's take a step back for a second. Any mitzvah that a person does, and he does this mitzvah properly, he's bringing nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To Avinu Shebashamayim. So the more we can get people to bring nachas to Hashem, that's what we should be simcha about. That's the attitude. That's the mindset. And if a person's falling short, it's not just he's talking during davening, which is horrific. But it's not just I can't concentrate. It's more than that. It's a situation where he's talking Hashem Shul. It's affecting Kiviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the mindset we're supposed to have. It goes a step further. It says the Pel Yoitz that the more mitzvahs we do, we pull down the scale for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us more brachas because we're doing good. When someone else is doing mitzvahs, he's pulling the scale down. And it affects me in the positive sense as well. So we should be besimcha when another person is doing mitzvahs. Not that we should be jealous and feel, is he sincere? You know, he might be shuckling away in his davening. He comes on time to davening. But you know what? I'm sure he doesn't do other things well. That's an attitude people have sometimes. You've heard such an attitude, right? It's a problem. Now, is he a tzaddik just because he's shuckling away? He's doing this right. And I'm not saying because he's shuckling, I'm saying because he came to daven. He came to daven, Baruch Hashem. Shlomo Melech tells us, Sina to Eirer Midonim. The opposite of being besimcha when someone does mitzvahs is hatred. When a person has sina, says Shlomo HaMelech, it's to'ayrer midonim. It arouses din. Midonim means din. And there are different reasons as to why people have this hatred towards other people. And he discusses some of them now. Yesh soinei machmes shekenegdoi chotel kenegdoi begufoi obimamoinoi obichvoidoi. We're talking here is very practical. And it applies to every single person in their own scenarios. Sometimes a person hates someone else. Strong words. Hates someone else. He has a sinner. Because that other person affected him physically, financially, or emotionally. COVID is emotion. So what did the Torah say about this? We just had it in the parasha. Don't bear a grudge, don't take revenge, and move on. And how could you tell it to somebody? How could the Torah just say, just move on? He affected my financial status, my parnasa. He hurt me physically. He hurt me emotionally. Laisikam laisita. Now, we're going to give the answer now, and it's extremely difficult to apply, but this is our responsibility as a Yid. This is our responsibility. Ki ha'oldem ahu muchrach b'maisa v'shlichus d'rachmano ovid. Ki Hashem omer loy kalel. V'royam azol loy garam loy she'galgulu chayva al deichayev. Here's the story. And this is how we have to understand whatever happens to us. And when we have this mindset, if we can repeat this lesson on a regular basis, we'll be happier in life. So you'd be happy in life when someone's bothering me? Let's understand. The person is a shliach of Hashem. He's a messenger of Hashem. Not that the person is saying, behold, I'm coming to do the Ratzon Hashem. He is not coming to do the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem brings the punishment through those who deserve, because the messenger is chayev. In other words, the messenger will be held responsible. He'll get punished for it. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is saying, Ruvay needs to get a little patch. So Shimon is the one who did this patch to Ruvay. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to happen. They came in Shekain. And that, if that's the case, which is the fact, now we can understand. Don't bear a grudge. Don't hate the person. It's like the garzim, the one that's chopping down, the one who's making different pictures. It's like the tool in the hand of the one who's forming these pictures. This is a very important lesson. This lesson is mamish of the binyan av, of the foundations of Yiddishkeit. As Hillel said, don't do to the person, someone else, that you don't want someone to do to you. And if someone does something to you, we have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen. And therefore, it could have been, it's my Avera. Maybe something I did wrong. Or maybe, I am on the Madrega, then it's a Kapara. And if, let's say, I didn't do anything wrong. Maybe it's just Stam Kapara for me and the world. That could be also the situation, if a person is such a Madrega. Anytime it's a Kapara. If a person is a Mekabel is like this. So we discussed two things over here. Number one, to be besimcha when other people are doing mitzvahs. That's number one. And it's not always the case. Sometimes there's a negative jealousy. And people say, that is doing nice, but you know, let's see, is he honest in business? Maybe he is honest in business. Who said he's not honest in business? And we have to be honest in business. That's number one. Be besimcha when other yidden doing mitzvahs. Number two, sinna, hatred of other yidden, arouses judgment on ourselves. Who wants the judgment to come on ourselves? Who wants that? Laisikam v'laisitar. The Torah says, "Don't bear grudge. Don't take revenge." And the reason why is because Hashem is the one who orchestrated it to happen. Yes, that person who did something wrong, he owes you an apology. She owes you an apology. But don't bear a grudge and don't take revenge on them, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who made it happen. These are very important lessons. Continue on this topic of kinah in the next share.